Earlier this month, Vermont's Division of Licensing and Protection under the Department of Aging, Disabilities, and Independent Living classified the Vermont Veterans Home in Bennington as a special focus facility. Fran Keeler of the DLP says that federal policy requires all states to designate centers under the title.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services requires each state to designate at least one certified nursing home as its special focus facility. Larger states may have as many as five, but Vermont only has one. So we are at all times to have a facility with that designation.
The vet's home will continue to be monitored until the facility graduates from the program. Earlier this year, the home was faced with a choice to either fix deficiencies outlined by the Division of Licensing and Protection, including instances of a lack of quality care, or lose all federal funding from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. In September, the home passed its final inspection, preventing a loss of over $10 million in federal funding, a cost that would have been shifted to the state. Fran Keeler said that while not directly related, the deficiencies were a contributing factor for the Veterans Home selection for the program.
The events at the Vermont Veterans Home were of such that it made their score put them into the category of being potentially chosen as the special focus facility for Vermont.
Melissa Jackson, administrator at the home, said that she wasn't surprised to see the designation when she was notified earlier this month, and that she's confident that the home can prove itself in providing quality care to state inspectors.
We're making great strides to change things here, and this gives us the opportunity to prove to the state and federal government that we are working hard, that we are making the necessary changes, and we're moving forward with that.
Jackson also said that she will share the designation letter from the DLP with staff.
I'm going to be meeting with the staff tomorrow to have conversations and answer any questions they might have about the letter. But we have our nursing consultants here, we have a very detailed work plan, and we're just moving forward to always provide better care.
Jackson said that many of the deficiencies discovered at the home last summer can be attributed to scheduling conflicts. She said that the home administration has met with the staff and worked with consultants to find solutions. But Doug Gibson, spokesman for the Vermont State Employees Association, the union which represents home employees, said that staffing remains the main issue and that through negotiations, the home has been unwilling to address staffing numbers. The lack of movement, he believes, paints a bleaker picture for the future of the home.
We're not seeing a lot of movement, and I think the situation is going to be status quo, unfortunately, until until something even worse happens, which may be the closure of the place, which we never wanted to happen or never want to happen. But, you know, if things keep going the way they are, and that means there are still staffing issues there and there is still a crisis, we're afraid about the future.
Melissa Jackson said that the home will continue to make improvements both for its staff and for the veterans.
The staff continues to remain very dedicated to our veterans and members. We've had one visit from the state since we were put back in regulatory compliance. And during that visit, there was no deficiencies found, so we're definitely heading in the right direction.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.